אוקיי, ויגש אליו יהודה ויאמר אדוני, ידע בנו אב, אף אחד לא מביא אוזני אדוני, ויחר אחר בעבדך, כי יחמר כפרי. רשי. Rashi says that he spoke, that Yehuda spoke to Yosef koshos, shediber ilof koshos, with a lot of, oh, shalom aleichem, Mr. Rosenbaum, welcome. Shalom aleichem. Ki chamoicha kifaro choshevata be'einai kamelech, zeb shutai, u'midrasha. Yehuda said some very powerful, sharp words to Yosef. What did he say to him, u'midrasha? Saivcha lilkois alav bitzaras. You, the way you're behaving is evil. You're an evil person. And therefore, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be smitten with tzaras. Kimoy shaloka paro al yidei ziknos. 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 There's a vav over here. Ziknosoi. There's a vav over here. Okay. Sora.
Or
Zikenosoi. Zikenosoi Sora. Alaila Achash Ikeva. Paro, not so long ago, there was a Paro. Which Paro was this? Whoever it was, it's not important, but there was a Paro that lived not so long ago.
The Paro with Abraham and
Sora. Exactly. He says that this Paro abducted Sora. Our forefather Abraham came down to Mitzrayim in a similar circumstance. There was a Rayhi Ra'av Ba'aretz, and Avraham turned to Egypt to survive, and there they saw this woman, Sarah Imenu, and they took her to Paro, and Paro took her into his home illegally. And what happened to Paro? Paro was smitten with tzaras, and he realized that he has taken an eshes ish, and we all know the story. So Yehuda says to Yosef, Yosef, you're going to suffer the same fate. Because this is what you are doing. You are repeating the mistakes of the leaders of this country. History repeats itself. This is what the Pharaoh of this land has done a couple of years, not that long ago. Look in the record books.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key, that it's happened in your...
In your mouth, in your history. You are the Mishneh Lemelech to Paro. You are Mamash like Yichamach Yifaro. You're just like Paro. And just like Paro, not that long ago, committed a crime, and he suffered the consequence. You will suffer the same consequences. Dover Acher. Ma Paro goizer ve'enoy mikayim, maftichi promises ve'enoy moiseh. Af atoken, you're a liar. You said you wanted just to look at Binyamin, to give a look at him, and here you're keeping him, you're holding him hostage as a slave. If you provoke me, I'll kill you. He threatened him with death. Your master. Period. We have a principle that the words of a tzaddik, even if they're said conditionally, they come true. It's a very frightening concept. And we mentioned this yesterday, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Av L'Kulam is Moshe Rabbeinu. He said to Hashem, Hashem, if you do not forgive the Jewish people, Mocheini no misifrecho asher kosofta. Hashem, in essence, forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chet Egel, okay, in essence. And yet, we would expect that the condition has not been fulfilled, so Moshe Rabbeinu, his name should appear everywhere, and yet there was a token fulfillment of Moshe Rabbeinu's name being omitted from the Torah, erased. The Atot Tetzaveh Es B'nei Yisrael, Moshe's name is not written. That is the Av L'Kulam, that a person should be extremely careful in what he says. Because a person's the essence of a human being is the Koyach HaDibur. And when a person says something, it has an impact, even if it's conditional. And the holier the person is, the more impact the words make. Yehuda was obviously a very holy person. The Shiftei Kah, from Yehuda comes Malchus of Klal Yisrael, and Yehuda says something very harsh to the person in front of him, who he really couldn't care less about. He's a Gentile, what do I care? I care if my words come true, do not come true. But he made conditions. And then it turns out the person is not just an ordinary Gentile. This is their brother Yosef. And the condition was not fulfilled, because at the end, Binyamin was released, everything was fine and good. But these harsh words were still said. do we ever find these words having a lasting impact in Jewish history? So I want to make just some observations. Let's go to the end. I'm going to kill you. If you start up with me, I'm going to wipe you out. I'm going to rise up and literally kill you. You know, that happened. Pelegesh Begiva. The Maisa Pelegesh Begiva. We all know the story. This young woman was raped, and they discovered what happened. They cut up her body, and they sent a piece of her body to the entire Jewish people to make them aware of this crime that was committed in Shevet Binyamin. And the whole Jewish people rose up in the civil war to wipe out Shevet Binyamin. It was fulfilled. It was fulfilled. It's shocking. It was fulfilled. Not Yosef Maya. Remember, Maisei Avos Simin Laban. The teeny little nuances, conversations, events that happened by the Avos mushroomed into a whole world that we're still living with. Maisei Avos Simin Laban. Yehuda says to Binyamin, if you start off with me, I'm going to kill you.
To Yosef.
I'm going to kill you. That happened. Klal Yisrael, under those leaders, Yehuda's Malchus, leadership, they all rose up to wipe out an entire Shevet. And they came that close. There were only 400 men left. And they made took a Shavuot. No one should marry these people. They wanted to eradicate an entire Shevet. And it was only Hayra Shah, they were able to, Tuba Av, where they realized, Ad Khan, let's now let them do Teshuvah. It came that close to the extinction of a whole Shevet in Klal Yisrael. Myself, a similar one. Be very, very careful. What is saying in the beginning of the Rashi? If you don't release Binyamin, you will be smitten with Tzoras. What is the punishment of Tzoras? You're a little bit uncomfortable? Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere that the skin person's uncomfortable. He has a rash on his body. It's a mitzvah.
It's supposed to be
painful. A nega, is it? I don't know. What's the real pain? What is the real pain of a mitzvah? Bagad Yeshe, we this generation know. We know about this very well in our generation. Bagad Yeshe Nichutz Lamachane Moshava. Okay? Isolation. Today, I don't have to elaborate. Maven Yavin. There's something called isolation. We learned firsthand the need, the value of social interaction. It doesn't work for everyone to live in a basement and be locked up, be locked down for long periods of time. It's not very healthy. Okay, it's not very healthy. We know all too well what the damage. Oh, we have to stop for a moment. We have to welcome Harav, Doctor Colonel Shlomo Cohn, the return of general. Welcome back. We've missed you. Dr. Cohn, you're on mute. Dr. Cohn, you're on mute. We cannot hear. You have to turn off the mute. We were concerned. We have not seen you in a while. And Baruch Hashem, you're back. Oh, okay. Amen.
How do you say that in Arcadian or Acadian?
Welcome back. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further. We're out of time. So I wanted to make this ha'ara. Bada the Asian, what is the punishment for a mitzvah? Yes, Saras, he's in isolation, but the main thing is Bogod Yeshiv, Michutz Lamachane Moshavah. Now, I want to just make a horror. I don't know if what I'm saying is total nonsense. Maybe there's a kernel of truth. And whose chelik is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Binyamin. In the entire world, which Mokayim in the entire world is the ultimate Mokayim of Bogod Yeshiv? Isolation, the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Beis HaMidrash was divided into two parts. Most of the Beis HaMidrash was the chelik of Yehuda part, and then when you get past the Mizbeach into the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadosh, only the chelik Binyamin. Who's allowed to go into the Heichel? Only Kohanim can go to the Heichel. I mean, B'diyah could Yisrael go into the Heichel. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, no one is allowed to go. V'chol adam lo yeh v'ol moed. Hazal HaKadoshim, v'chol afilu malach. Even a malach is not allowed to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It is a mokoyim miyuchad of bodad, isolation. Is that a good thing? Think about it. You know, we don't think about this. It comes Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSoya, to be matir the Ketores. He's all alone. The whole Adam lo yev el moyet. The whole Klal Yisrael is on pins and needles. What's doing with him? Is he alive? What's doing with him? And then Chazal tells us that on his way out, he will recite in the Amot Teraxim a Tefillah Kitzara. Why this is the Gemara, not the long one, Dafyomi. Why a Tefillah Kitzara? What else do you have to do today? Well, you have to go somewhere today. You have meetings, appointments to do today. What's the rush? Why only a Tefillah Kitzara? The whole Klal Yisrael is nervous. Don't keep them waiting. They're terrified. Was Hashem the Kabel? The Ketores, the Avodah? No. Don't be Marach. Can you imagine if you had the opportunity to be Marach? Maybe it would have been a different world. Maybe by now the world would have been a little bit different. Maybe he would have been able to misfollow. Things would have turned out a little better for us. In 2021, who knows? If he was able to spend a few more minutes in the Kodesh HaKadosh and be misfollowed for Klal Yisrael. And the audience of Kodesh Baruch Hu, who knows what could have happened? Why is it like that? Why is the Kodesh HaKadosh the mokom of isolation? So, I mean, obviously, so what do we answer? We assume because that's what makes it holy. I mean, we work backwards. The bottom line is, it's a mokom of isolation. Oh, it's the yuchad, the Oval Office, the Havel, no, that's what gives it its aura, its sanctity, its uniqueness. And no one can go there. Okay, if that's the MS, I'm a Kabbalah. But is that the way, is that an ideal? You know, it can be off limits, but it doesn't mean no one can go there. What would be so terrible? I mean, I don't know what I'm saying, but is that the way it really should be? I'm just making an observation. The Kohen Gadol goes l'fnai v'l'fnai. He represents the entire Klal Yisrael. We don't have this anywhere else. When you daven on the Yomim Noiroyim, you have a Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur stands in front of the Amud, in front of the Aron HaKodesh. He davens for Klal Yisrael. He's Mispalel, Hinini, He'anim Yimas, Nirash v'Nifchad. The whole Tzibur is watching. Al Amcha Yisrael Asher Shilachuni. Everyone's watching. He doesn't go into the closet. He doesn't go into the office. He doesn't go into the Aron HaKodesh and lock the doors. He never saw the Shliach that goes and he locks. He's standing in front of the Aron. The whole Tzibur is watching. No? Why is it that the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim demands V'chol Adam lo yiyeh b'oyel moyed? But is that a ma'ilo or a chesaron? You could argue. I know you know if you have to go fight, you can argue. I'm making a ha'ara. We have here now the meeting between Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda and Yosef, Yehuda, this is the Mokhem Beis HaMikdash. By Higa Hashem of Yehuda, the chelik of the Beis HaMikdash was built in the chelik of Yehuda. The chelik of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal is the chelik of Binyamin. The land was divided in such a way that the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was situated in the chelik of Yehuda. The Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was in the chelik of Binyamin. Yehuda says to him, you better shape up. If not, you're going to be a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? You're going to be all alone. Badad yeshev michutz lamachne.
He did the Bar Ha'a al Binyamin, al Alenu, we stole the Gavia. That's the dibah.
Yeah.
And you yourself did dibah before. L'Abba Shalom. It's kind of two things here that are wrong that you deserve a tzaraat.
Because of what you've done. Right. And he said, I feel well tonight. Well, he did it.
Did he steal anything?
He made false accusation. I'm trying to make our, do we say here a prince of mice of a similar body? That he says something. If he says something, it's going to be in the sky in one way or another. Where do you find that, that Yosef had tzaras? Isn't that what Chazal say? The words of a tzaddik, afilu al tanai, are in the sky in a token, somehow in a token form. When it comes to, I'm going to kill you, that was the Skyim in Shevet Yosef, in Shevet Binyamin, Plagish Begidlim. It was almost like they rose up to kill him. It was a war. They almost wiped them out. And when he says you're going to be a Mitzorah, and the Mitzorah, the Tsar of the Mitzorah is Bodhid Yesh, and Chutz HaMachna Mashavai, is it not to be noted that in the Avoida of that Mokoyim, the Mokoyim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Mokoyim of Binyamin, it's Bodhid Yesh. It's mamish together of a mitzvah, all alone, completely isolated, with no one there. That's the spitz of the mitzvah. Bada yeshev michutz l'machane moshavai. Is there a mokum in the world that's more together, bada yeshev michutz l'machane moshavai, than the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Is that an ideal? I don't know. I'm just trying to make a ha'ar with the question. The question is, when Chazal tell us, when a person says something, it's neskayim afilu al tanai. Yehuda over here is saying harsh words to Binyamin. Do we apply that principle in this instance? Pasha says what?
He didn't say that.
He did say. Rashi says it. So Rashi said, what does it mean? Ki chamucha kefaro? He didn't say those words mamish. Okay. All right.
Probably Yosef understood what he meant. It could be, what does he mean? He mean probably A, B, C, D. Wow.
Okay, let's go further. Okay. I hear. Okay, this is the horror. Interesting. Just the horror. Okay, let's go further. I want to go further and pick up on a little peek of the revelation. When Yosef reveals himself. He reveals himself to his Yosef. Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. His brothers go home, and they say to their father, "Father, we have good news to tell you. Oid Yosef chai." Yosef, your son, you have not seen 22 years, but you're mourning. He's alive. Unbelievable. And Yaakov's, Vayofag Libor, Ki Loi Hemimor. Vayofag Rashi says, weak. We have a lot of Rifyon. Really? You hear what he said, and then right away the belief, the it fell out of his mind. Not true. It was the word vayafa graz rifyon. It was not conclusive. The evidence is inconclusive. It's weak. What you're telling me is weak. I don't accept it. Why not? Why would the brothers lie to him? They're providing with Yaakov Avinu. We have a right to assume the best forensic evidence that he is alive. Why? What's not to believe? He told them all the secrets. He certainly showed that he has a bris milah. He spoke b'loshon hakodesh. I mean, he got it all. Why? Why vayofag libo kiel? Why was it necessary for him to see the agolas to believe? So I want to say something very, very simple. And this is a rule. In they teach this to every salesman, whether you're a car salesman. I saw this, it's amazing. As a car salesman, I know it spooks me out. He spooks me out because I only see him once in a while, and everything that he tells me is straight out of the book of how to be a salesman. I'll tell you what I mean in a second. I can't believe he tells this. I realize what, if you want to sell something, you want a salesman. You have to believe in the product. And the only way to believe in the product is you have to actually own the product. People who sell Tupperware, okay, they still sell Tupperware? Yeah, they sell Tupperware? So they have to have these salesmen. The rule is you have to own, you have to use it yourself. You have to tell it, I use it. Last night I made a dish. I put it in the tub. Look, you have to show the people that you believe in the product to such an, I use it myself. If you say it's a great product, and in your mind it's a piece of garbage, I just want to make a couple of bucks, You're not going to be convincing. You have to be a believer.
He's saying they're not selling it.
Let me explain why. A car. I leased a car a handful of number of times, and two times I leased the car. The car salesman said to me, the car that I wanted to lease, which was the bottom rung, he says to me, I drive that car. And he really does. You know the secret though? He drives 10 cars. They give him, they actually give him 10 cars. Right? He drives, what? I said, I'm telling you, I drive that car, that's my car, I drive that car. And he tells me things about the car. I drive the car, it's a great car. And he's very convincing. And he really does drive the car, along with another 10 cars. I like, that's the way it works. You cannot convince a person, you cannot sell something unless you really believe in it. The way you really believe in it is you actually, you use the product yourself. Look at the words of the revelation. When he revealed himself to his brothers, it says, let me find the exact word of the pasuk. Let's see. Maharu v'alovi, okay, v'ineinech v'bigatav v'yipolatz, v'yinash v'lechav, okay, a little further. V'yagidu loylemar, oid yoysef chai, v'chihu moysho b'chol eretz mitzrayim. Now, what were the words again? Oid Yosef Chai, V'chi Hu Moshe. How would you translate the words V'chi Hu Moshe? Almost like a rhetorical question. V'chi Hu Moshe? Is it really true? Could it really be that Yosef, a slave, an Ivri, a Jew, the world hates Jews? Really? V'chi Hu Moshe b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim? Really? An Orthodox Jew is the President of the United States? What kind of joke is this? So Rashi, that's not what it says. So Rashi does somersaults. He does gymnastics here. Intellectual gymnastics. Pasuk Chavav. What does Rashi say? V'chi Hu Moshe. The word V'chi in this pasuk has to be translated V'asher. Vasha, the word v'chi, you know, we spend a lot of time learning about language, learning, analyzing words and their meaning, and the meaning is usually always judged in context. So v'chi, in the context of this pasuk, means v'asher hu Moshe. Yos old Yosef chai, v'asher. And the fact is, it is correct, it is a reality, that he is the leader of b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. So Rabbi, let me ask you a question. If that's what the word really means, so let them say it. So let the brother say. Let the pasuk say. If that's what the word v'chi really means, so say it. Why does it have to say v'chi hu moshel? And now we need Rashi to come along and say, you know, the Hebrew language is a very sophisticated language, and words have multiple meanings, and a word has to be understood in its context. And in the context of this pasuk, the word v'chi means v'asher. What do I need a whole parish Rashi over here? Cut to the chase. V'asher hu moshel. You know what the answer is? Because they didn't believe it. They themselves didn't believe it. It was a Freudian slip. They said v'chi hu moshe, which means v'asher hu moshe, but the pasuk here is expressing that the way they told their father, you know why it was v'yafog libam? Because they didn't believe it. You're trying to sell Yaakov Avinu a used car when you yourself think used car is a piece of garbage? If you don't believe it, how am I going to believe it? The brothers here, they met Yosef. They saw him pun and no pun.
They know it to be true.
No, maybe that's exactly the point. They don't know it to be true. They met Yosef. Vehem lo hikiru. What changed? When they saw him the first time, vehem lo hikiru. What?
They still have hatred?
I don't know, but let's understand. Vehem lo hi. It's an explicit pasuk. They, at first, ani Yosef. He shows them he has a bris milah. He tells them all the secrets. He shows them, look, I'm a Yorish Shemayim. Pi hamadaber aleich. I rule the country. My kavoidi. You know, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. How many times have you been ripped off? I'm always the fool that falls for everything. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Yet he had to say it twice. Ani Yosef Achichem. Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai.
The Nachama.
Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartem.
Machad Mosi Mitzrayma.
Ani Yosef, Ani Yosef.
They didn't believe it so quickly. And then when they reflected upon it, when they went back home. Really? Can it really be? Maybe he was wearing a mask. I mean, you know, with today's technology, you can fool anyone. You can Photoshop anything. You can do anything today. With today's technology, what you can do is beyond belief. So who says that Yosef didn't pull a fast one on them? Okay? So he looked new. They didn't recognize him really. And who knows? And he knows all the secrets. He knows everything. Okay? This is Yosef. It is. Can't be not. But it's too good to be true. He rules the whole world. We don't even know about it for 22 years. How could it? The questions, it's just such a shocking revelation. It takes years to absorb the reality. The brothers, they came home in a daze. The Chidu Yosef? Is it really Yosef? Can it really be? Oh, of course it is. He showed us his passport. You know, he showed us everything. He showed us, you know. But still, the pasuk by playing with us. Old Yosef Chai, v'chi hu Yosef. Rashi, v'asher hu Yosef. So say v'asher hu Yosef. What's this game? V'chi in this context means v'asher hu Yosef. That's not the way I would translate the pasuk. I would translate the pasuk by saying v'chi hu Yosef. Really? The pasuk over here in its unique form of language is coming to express to us that the brothers really weren't themselves 100% convinced that this was Yosef. If you're not convinced, you're not a believer in the product, there's no way you're going to be able to sell that product to someone else. If you don't drive the car, you don't have a chance of trying to sell someone this car. I drive this car. The dealers, they give them these cars. When you make mamash, give it to them. Here, you have five cars. Put in your driveway, five cars. And every day, come through with one of the cars. It's worth it for us. When you in a couple of months from now, we'll take them, we'll sell them to someone else, we'll give you another 10 cars. Because if you can go and drive the car and you can come to appreciate the car that you're driving, then when you talk to a customer, you can talk with conviction and you'll sell it to them in a second. If you believe in the product, you can sell the product. If you don't believe in the product, you can't sell the product. The brothers, the pasuk was written in such a way when they said to the father, Yosef's alive. Really? The father says, if you don't believe he's Yosef, you think I'm going to believe he's Yosef? Now, another deek I want to
make. It says, ki lo hem milahem. Ki.
Does it say? Ki lo yehem milahem. I want to make another deal, another important point.
Because there is a vav before. Otherwise, the word is ki.
Right. But rather than go, ki lo yehem milahem.
The key that they said.
The way they said. Oh, you're saying the key. Maybe because they said the word ki. Ah, you're coming to enhance the vav. Ki, the vayafa glio, why? It's because the key. They didn't say v'asher. They said ki and they didn't say v'asher. Or make another deal.
Okay.
Why does it say the word lohem? Vayafa gliboy ki lohem. All the pasuk should say was, it was weak in his eyes, their evidence. He just didn't believe. He didn't believe such thing. Why did it say the word lohem? So I want to expand upon the question by telling you a word from about the Daz Zaken, the Balikas. The next psukim tell us that he saw the wagon. Vayidaber elav eitz kol divrei Yosef asher dibar aleihem. Vayares v'agolos asher sholach Yosef loseis oisai. Vatechi ruach Yaakov aviyah. Okay, now is the next pasuk, which is critical. Vayoyner Yisrael. Rav. Rashi says, I have merited an abundance of joy. Rav here is a mikra choser. This news is such good news. It has brought me an abundance of joy. Od Yosef b'nichoy. Elcha v'erenu b'terem amos. Let me go see. So the word is the word rav. The word rav here doesn't really fit in well into the pasuk. The word rav over here is very raw in the flow of the words. So Rashi says, rav, it's a mikra choser. Rav means I've merited an abundance of joy. Let me just find the exact words of Rashi. It's a pasuk chof ches. Rav, od, rav li od simcha v'chedva hoyel v'od Yosef b'nichoy. He adds in a lot of words in order to make the pasuk flow smooth. Now you can always bet your bottom dollar that whenever Rashi has to go do something like this, has to inject a collection of words to make the word to make make sense of the pasuk, and you can be certain that other Rishonim say something very different. And kach hava, that's what happens over here with the Bali. That's the king of Bali Tais, and he says a shocking interpretation, something that is utterly shocking. Rav basically is the Uber driver. The Rav, the master. The master is Das Kenan. The Das, the Bali Taisus, that we showed before Rashi. The Rav means the master of the chariots. When Yosef sent chariots, you know, the chariots don't go by themselves. You need a driver. They didn't have driverless cars those days. You need a driver. So Yisrael said, Rav. This is what it's unbelievable. Rav, Yisroel said to the taxi driver, the driver of the chariot, is it really true what my children tell me? Old Yosef b'ni choy question mark? Is it really true? Now, the next part it doesn't say, but the Bali places say, and they said, yeah, it's really true. It's really true. So what in the world is going on here? According to the Das Zikain in the Bali HaTosfos, Yaakov Avinu believed a taxi driver, an Uber driver, more than he believed his own children.
Because they fooled him.
His own children. Kedoshim Utahoyim. The shift they call. The shift they call. 10 of them. 9 of them. His own children. Oh, they all went down. They all went down together. His own children shift they call. The minion. Roiv Min, Roiv Binyan. 96% of the doctors in America. Everyone, the whole world. And a bunch of liars, people. Well, let me ask the taxi driver.
Well, they're in the game of the dog.
Okay, so that's really, it's a shocking.
You want an impartial voice.
Exactly. He asked the taxi driver, the Rav of the chariot, what do you have to say? But his children didn't believe. Now, here's the point I want to make. Back to our original question. Ki lohem min lohem. The word lohem is totally redundant. And what it's really indicating here is, and that it fits very well with that Das Bali thing, it's not the evidence. It's you. If you don't hold of a person, and you see this in the world today, like never before, if you don't hold of a person, even if you'll ask them, what time is it? What time is it? Efshel levarure. What? You're not going to lie to me. Because if you tell me what time, and I go look at my watch and I see that it's a different time, then you're a liar, right? There are certain things that a person is nemon. A person is nemon because a person would not want to be caught. The more obvious, the more revealed something information is, the less of a chance someone's going to lie to you. No one's going to want to go and say something which I can find out in a second if you tell me the truth. Now, I ask you what time is it. You tell me. Also, David Ligluye. That's the Gemara says. There's a chazaka. A person is not going to lie. Most David Ligluye. But a person that you don't hold from. If a person already has burnt his bridges, a person already has shown himself to be a liar, and you ask them what time is it, you don't believe him. Even in Milsa da Avude Ligluye, once you've been Iskefret, once you have a person that's been proven to be a chronic liar, and you ask him what time is it, I don't even believe you when you tell me the obvious. The Pasuk here is something very frightening. Pasuk should have really been, Ki loy hemin. Can't be my son is impossible. Ki loy hemin lohem. You've presented me with the best evidence. Indisputable, ironclad evidence that Yosef is on. You brought me his DNA, you brought me blood samples, you brought me pictures, you brought me conclusive evidence that he's alive. But you, Lohem, you, I don't believe you. You've already, in my eyes, problematic. Chazal say this. Chazal said that Yaakov Avinu, he had suspicions. This is, and I'm not even right.
He was a Jew that had emunah, but not in Bnei Adam. His doubt was, Lama Hashem didn't tell me anything. And Ya, Lohem in Lahem. I don't believe you. You just.
There's something wrong. There's a distrust.
Emunah.
Yeah, in them. Emunah in them.
And later on, Hashem says to me, Al tiram mitam mitzvah.
That was later. That was later. But at this point in time, there are people here that are presenting him undisputable facts that Yosef is alive. And the Musar is a very powerful Musar. Someone could present you with the facts speak for itself. You don't need me. Don't shoot the messenger. It's not true. That's not true. Shoot the messenger. Shoot him. Hang him up and shoot him. Because the facts, this is incredible, make the ratio, the facts are only as good as the messenger. If you don't believe in the messenger, because there's something wrong with the messenger, then even if they have in their hands undisputable science, facts, I don't believe the facts. I don't believe the science if you don't believe the messenger. They presented Yaakov Avinu without question, undisputable evidence. But Yaakov basically said, you know, get every dog. How do I know? Because I know. Vayoveh Yosef es dibosom ro'o el aviyem. I mean, it's a mitzvah. There was no game of dover. 22 years ago, Yosef brought Lashon Hara. It says in the Pasuk. I'm not making this up. Lashon Hara. They're doing all of these averos. And then he tells them dreams. You're all going to bow down to me. You're going to be my servants. You hate him. You know, game of dover. There's something wrong with you guys. In this particular situation, the relationship between you took the Torah, took off Yosef. You give me a garment full of blood. That's not the way you tell me that he died. There's something wrong here. I don't believe you. There's something my neman, and therefore, this is not the way the world operates. Das Torah, Hebech, and Das Valabayis. I don't believe you. And if you have in your possession facts, figures, undisputable evidence, science, it's worthless. The belief in the evidence is only as good as your confidence in the person who delivers you that evidence. I trust the Uber driver more than I trust you.
He was the epitome of Emes.
But it's a tremendous chiddush, because today in this world we say, you don't have to believe the people, who cares? It's the facts. The facts speak for themselves. No, they don't. If I can verify the facts, I'll do my own research and verify the facts for myself. Yes, I believe in the facts. The facts, the science is science. But if you're telling me the science, I don't believe it, because you're only as good. The science is only as good as the one who tells you the science. You need that confidence. Ki loy hemin bohem. Lohem. You're the problem. The Uber taxi driver? I believe him. He's not no gamer dover. Yaakov says, Balitai is they have the mamash in the art scroll on the page. They have the new editions, beautiful, because they used to be in the Mikros Gadol, so you had to go in the back and niche 100 pages to find this. Now in the new editions of the Arts of the Gross Gadolos, they have the Das Bali that has the best stuff, the Das Bali Zakani, the Das Zakani Balatis Mamish on the page, right below the Pasik, and it's Vayabiya Yisrael said to the Rav. Who is the Rav? The driver of the Agolas, the master of the Agolas. Is it really true what my children tell me? Oh, Yosef Bini Choy? Really? And here it is. Oh, now. Amazing. It's an amazing incomparable leaf. Now, I want to pick up one thing that Rav Kalman really brought my attention to, and I think this is a very important thing. Rav Kalman, we're not going to go the whole thing again because we don't have time, but we discussed 2 days ago this approach, this idea, which is very controversial. And if you refine it, it can be valid. Yaakov Avinu, there's a consistent pattern of behavior throughout the entire life of Yaakov Avinu. He always is on the defense to prove his integrity. Always. When Rachel died, when the end of his life, what did he do? He told Yosef, Yosef, don't be choshev me. I buried your mother on the road, not because of disrespect. It was necessary. When Yosef was about to leave, Yaakov was about to leave Lava, what does he do? He calls his two wives into the field. And he gives a whole monologue. A monologue. I worked for your father for 20 years. Since when do you go tell your wife all these things? I once went had a meeting with a very chashuv person. This is so funny. And he took me out to a restaurant. To be with me, he wants to talk about something, about a job, whatever it was. And he orders crazy food. So I said to him, your wife lets you eat all this stuff? So he looks at me like, I don't need her permission. He's like, you crazy? I do whatever I want. I don't need her permission. Whatever I want. he looked at me and knew, like, what kind of crazy question is that? I should go ask my wife permission. I can go eat all this food over here? Are you crazy? Yeah, so, you know, there is some truth to it. Okay, I'm not telling you it's right. There is some truth. You don't need your permission. You can do whatever you want. Okay, you want that? Yaakov, he needs a monologue. He goes out, he tells, come out into the field in privacy. I want to give you a drasha. A whole amud in the Torah. I worked for your father for 20 years. He cheated me. I got frostbitten. And I did everything good. And therefore, the time has come, I want to leave. Will you please, my wives, will you come with me? What do you mean? Just give a clap on the table, we're leaving. V'zehu, I'm the man in the house. I support you, I'm the husband. Jewish man, right? I'm the husband. Kol kavud v'bas melech panimo. What is he so humble to his wives? Later on, when Laban chases after him, You ganav, you stole my trophim, you did this, why did you do this? Again, Yaakov Avinu, he gives his whole long speech, I did nothing wrong, v'chulu, v'chulu, and whoever, I didn't steal nothing, whoever stole it should die. What do you need all this? You're an independent person. You have a warrant? You want to go look for your trophim? Show me the warrant from the police, show me. Where's your warrant? Otherwise, get out of here. What is this? He's always on the defense. My high, right? What's going on over here? There is a consistent pattern. Also, Esau, when he meets with Esau, the 400 men, he tells him, I didn't get the brachos. Look, mital ha-shamayim mishman ha-aretz. The things I have, it's not mital ha-shamayim. It's not mishman ha-aretz. I never got the brachos. Who cares? Esau, get lost. Get lost, I'll wipe you out in 2 minutes if you don't really come to shepherd me. He always has this need, Yaakov Avinu, always, to defend himself. Titin enes liyakov. I don't want you to be choshev me. Don't be choshev me. There's this consistent pattern of behavior where Yaakov Avinu goes l'malo miderech hateva, where he goes more than the halacha requires to prove his innocence in every single matter. So we had this discussion yesterday, 2 days ago, that when Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, when he first met him, what was he doing in essence? He was saying, don't blame me for this. You see, to say that Yosef was choshev him, that's controversial. I don't want to say that. Because, I mean, I did say it. I'm not really embarrassed to say it. I don't think it's so bad, but people don't like to hear that. You have to have a makor to say that Yosef was choshev Yaakov, maybe you're in on it. You were in on the mechira. Maybe you were part of the plan. That's controversial. You really need a rishon to say that. But that's from Yosef's part. To say that Yosef was choshev Yaakov, I acknowledge that may be pushing the envelope unless you can find a makar. Maybe we can. I think we can. If we'll search hard enough, maybe we'll find a legitimate source from the Kanban that may say something like that. The Kli Yakar, you should know, It seems almost says something like that. I have to look more carefully. I don't know, I'm not sure. We have to look more carefully. But to say that Yaakov was concerned that he should not be Nechshav, that I think is fair. That's a different. To say that Yosef was Choshev, but to say that Yaakov, looking at the situation, maybe Yosef thinks, I did something wrong. That's already different. Because look at the consistent pattern of behavior of Yaakov Avinu. He always wants to make sure there's no loose ends. I have nothing to do with this. The fact that I sent you away, I sent you to the lion's den, and you were taken away, and I never went to find you for 22 years, I'm sure you're not Choshev. I have no doubt that you're not Choshev. But maybe there are people out there in the Welt. I want to let you know, let's clear the record. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, I want to take this whole point that we just reviewed, and Rabbi Kalman mentioned this.
The marshal with the ace of Yaakov, that's not so partial.
Why not?
I mean, he knew. Why? Because he knew that they had the koyach brachas from Yitzchak also, from Boil Mazeh, so he had to be a subservient a little bit.
Those were secondary brachas. Those were secondary brachas. The primary brachas, the Yitin l'chalokim ital ha-shamayim v'mishmani aretz. Why was it necessary for Yaakov Avinu to say to Esav? Rashi says explicitly, don't have kindness on me. Look, everything that I own is not Mishamane Ha'aretz and it's not Mital HaShamayim. So therefore, don't have any kindness. Why was it necessary for Yaakov Avinu to defend himself? Get lost. I'm the right. You're wrong. You sold the Bechira. Vezehu, you got a problem. It's your problem. Rashi goes through this whole discussion that Yaakov Avinu, when he met Esav, defended himself. Why do you need to defend yourself? It's a Rashi. I'm not making this up. The other things, Yaakov has a consistent pattern of behavior of not leaving open any loose ends. He wants to prove his innocence in every single matter of his life. And we suggested 2 days ago that when Yaakov Avinu said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in essence, it was exactly what his children said back to him. Shema Yisrael, they said exactly those words to defend themselves that we have done nothing wrong. That was later on. The same words. So if that's what they said to defend themselves, the Yisrael Nikim Hashem Yisrael. He told Yosef, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I only have one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no ulterior motives. This has nothing to do with me. What happened to you? Not chas v'shalom that Yosef was choshev Yaakov Avinu. I don't want to go that far. That's a little bit of an extreme to say that. But for Yaakov Avinu to say, look, there are obvious questions over here. What happened over here? How did this come about? Why? You should know from the very beginning, I had nothing to do with this. And I say it b'shem Hashem. Now, I want to take that point a step further because we have Kalman into something very, very fascinating. Why did he send him the Agolas? Agolas, what are the Agolas all about? I'm sure you can figure out a million things. Also, Rashi says, the last thing they learned was the sugya of Egla Arufa. Okay, very nice. What is it about Egla Arufa? Egla Arufa, a person dies in the middle of nowhere. And along come the Zikanim, and they measure the closest city. And they bring in an Egla, and they decapitate it. And they spill its blood. And the Yotzu has the Canaan. They go out and they say, Yodeinu lo shafchu es adam hazeh. We escorted him. We cared about him. We're innocent. Yaakov Avinu, he sends the Agolas. This is Drush. Yosef sends the Agolas. Yaakov Avinu, put aside all the things that were from the Yaakov Avinu, he sees the Agol. Yaakov Avinu clearly has a guilt complex. That's the way he is. I've proven to you 5 different examples. He sees the Agol. Yosef was the person who died. Toreif Taraf Yosef. Here's the garment. Blood. In the middle of nowhere. So you need to bring an Egla Rufa for Yosef. Father, did you bring an Egla Rufa for me? When they found my body out in the middle of nowhere, did you measure? Did you measure the closest city? Did you bring an Egla Rufa? Did the Zakenim, who's the Zakein? Yaakov is the Zakein. Did he go out and wash Yodeinu lo shafchu es hadam hazeh. Did you do all this for me? Yosef didn't say this, but Yaakov is an ish emes, no loose ends. He saw in the agolos a taina. Maybe there's a complaint against me. No, the Kli Yaakov, you know what the Kli Yaakov says? Fast, the Kli Yaakov says, what does it mean to measure? On this pasuket, to measure, he goes through the whole Egla Rufa here, on this parasha. Why did this person die? The measuring to the closest city is to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Who is the cause? Whose chatoim are the cause of this tragedy? Is it the person's own averos? Or maybe it's because he was part of a community that is a complaint against? Part of a family? Part of friends? The Kli Yaakov says very shocking things. And the Kli Yaakov, Mamash says beferish. The Kli Yaakov, we couldn't say this. He says this, is that the delivery of the agolos was a form of musa that a child is giving his father. Shocking thing. Go look it up. It's Mamash all right there. And this is parasha by Yaris Agolos. Yaakov Yosef was basically giving musa to his father. Why did you bring for me Negla Rufa? Now, I don't want to say that. I don't even go there. We don't need to go that there, because that's a very delicate approach. You have to be someone of the Kli Yaakov to nuance it the right way. But we do know that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to leave any loose ends. He saw in the Egla Arufa tragedy. Is it my fault? So I want to suggest that's what gave him Batechi Ruach Yaakov Avinu. Now let me explain, we're almost finished. What's the worst punishment? The worst punishment you can give a person? Ignore them. It's silence. Silence is the worst. You do a crime, you know what? I'm not gonna to punish them, to take out a whip and you're someone to be dealt with. You're a human being. Piece of garbage. Let's get out of here. Complete disassociation. We're taking back our ambassador. The biggest insult you give a country is we're removing our ambassadors. We're closing down our embassy. We have nothing to do with this crazy country. That's the biggest pachim panim. The biggest pachim panim is worse than sanctions. When you go and you tell the country, we're taking away our ambassador. There's no one to talk to over you. A bunch of silence. Yaakov Avinu, I'm suggesting, they tell Yaakov, Yaakov, guess what? Your child is alive. Oh, Yosef, Chai, Bechil, Mashuch, Eretz, Mitzrayim. Okay, he's alive, so what? He's not going to bring back 22 years of my life. What's going to change now? I'm an old man, how much time do I have left? Mashal, Yekvar, Hoya. No. Bechil, Mashal, no, everything is fine and good. Ki Lo Yehemen, it says in the Pasuk of Farish, Ki Lo Yehemen, he didn't believe them. You know why he didn't believe? I don't need to believe you. What benefit is there if I'll believe you? Ki Loi Hemen, he didn't want to believe. You know why he didn't want to believe? Because it's not going to make any difference. So he's alive, very good. He has a good life in Egypt. He's a Yoresh Shemayim. He's not a Yoresh Shemayim. What's in it for me? What do I get out of this? My child, 22 years already. Yosef is alive. He has a taina on you. Oh, a taina on me? He has a complaint against me? Batechi ruach Yaakov. I have a mission. I have to settle the score. Titin emes li Yaakov. I have to show the world I did nothing. This is not my, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has a plan. The fact that he saw the agolos and it brought up Egla Arufa, someone died in the middle of nowhere. You have to make a cheshbon hanefesh. How did this happen? The Zakenim, you the Zakenim Hadar, Yaakov Avinu. You have to say, Yodeinu lo shavchu es adam hazeh. Can I really say, Yodeinu lo shavchu es adam hazeh? I did give him the ksenes pasim. I did favor him. I did know there was a machlokes going on between the brothers. Did I really do enough? Oh, I have a mission. I now have a, there's a complaint against me. There are loose ends. I cannot leave this world until I tie up the loose ends and prove, as my nature, I'm innocent. V'hiyisem nikiyimei Hashem u'miYisrael. Shema Yisrael. I have to tie up the loose ends and make that declaration. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's nothing in this world in Hashem's Ratzon. I have no agenda. And I have nothing to do with this. This is min hashamayim, for the good of Klal Yisrael. There shouldn't be any complaint. The Egla Arufa was the trigger for Yaakov Avinu to realize, I have a mission. Is he alive or not? If I have no mission, Vayafag Libo, maybe yeah, maybe no. What difference does it make at this point? What difference? But when he saw the Agolos, it makes a difference. Because Emes, Emes is Emes. V'hiyisa nikiyimei Hashem u'miYisrael v'atichi ruach Yaakov. The Musa Haskell is, you want real chiyus in this world, work on bringing out Emes. When you bring out Emes in this world, this is the ultimate. To be able to say v'hiyisem nikiyimei Hashem u'miYisrael, to prove that there is Emes, that we are Emes, doing Torah Mitzvot is Emes. This is the ultimate chiyus for every person. We always like to say, the greatest prisoner in this world is Emes. The world is Alma, I didn't make this up, Hashem said it. Hashlech l'eretz, hashlech l'oretz Emes, I've got the possibility. Hashem took Emes, Emes protested. Hashem, do not create this world. This world is Alma de Shikra. Sheker, 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 sheker. Every you turn it sheker. Alma, creation, built into creation. Hashlech, emes, orza. Hashem, emes is Hashem. You can't make a world like this. Hashem, emes, get out of here. I'm going to lock you up in prison. I'm going to put you in solitary confinement. Hashlech, emes, orza. There is no greater prisoner in this world than the Midah of emes. Every single day you misfollow, Matir Asurim. Hashem, please release the prisoners. Release the prisoners. What prisoners are you talking about? Who? A lot of the prisoners that we know about, let them rot. They're there for a reason. They're there for a reason. Many of them. Not all. But many. Right? So who's the prisoner that you're trying to release? Who are you trying to release? Emes. Emes is a prisoner. Hashlech Oret Emes Arza. Yaakov Avinu, when he saw the Agolos, you know, maybe I had a part in this. Maybe someone one day will come along and think I had a chelik in this. I have a mission. My mission is to validate, to be vindicated. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim, he went down to Mitzrayim to make that declaration. V'yisem nikiyim me Hashem umi Yisrael, through the words of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shemecha. This comes to you from Rav Kalman. Rav Kalman is what you're referring to, right? Emes. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we have to stop here. It's late. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful day.